everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of your Rush Hour on this lovely, lovely fine day here in our beautiful city, Adelaide. Now, we've got Greg Blewett in the house.
G'day, Jazz.
Good afternoon.
We've got the giggles, haven't we?
We've got Bernie Vince. Hello, Burn.
Hello, Jazz. That's some of the funniest stuff I've ever heard. Do what you just said there.
Well, we can't. Well, obviously, something happened off air before we said hello to the family. But welcome to another edition of our show. We've got lots to get through. Gregory, how was your day, please?
Very good, but something happened today that I need to share with the family. Some distressing news that
distressing.
I need to...
Distressing?
Oh, no, yes. This doesn't sound good.
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Everything all right?
Well, yeah, but I need some help, actually. I need to reach out and think your thoughts on it.
Okay.
But welcome, Jars, because you're a bit late today.
Yes, I apologise. I do apologise. I had a fair bit on today, so I did get in a little bit late. Are you catching up, Bern? How was your day?
That was good, but I got tears still coming down.
Well,
that was just sometimes you just got
to
acknowledge.
Well, you better explain to the family what's happened because we don't like to keep things in house.
We decided to do a live read, live today.
Yeah,
we
thought we'd get it out of the way.
LA Crows Footy Club
skills coach.
And your first two lines, just aren't that long, but I think you got two or three words right.
Destroyed
out of it. Absolutely. But the best bit was you got halfway through the second line. This doesn't seem right. And I hit the floor.
Burn, it's for the Adelaide Football Club, right?
Yes, it is.
And I like to ad lib. These are not my words.
No.
I don't write these scripts. So I try and
you have to be
put my words into the script.
Some sort of.
We might.
To make
track.
It sound real.
We might have to find a little slot during the show just to sort of...
To cover it.
Well, just to let the family know how it all went while we were giggling.
That's why we had a bit of a chuckle.
Yeah, that was funny.
All right. Yep. And I apologise.
I played a bit of golf this afternoon too, Jars.
Oh, how'd you go?
Talk about that a bit later.
Nice, all right.
Still in the golf gear, I see, too.
Yeah, I am. Yep, had to come straight in after.
Mm. All right, there's some big footy issues happening as we speak, and I want to talk about the big mail that our very own Chris Dittmar dropped this morning regarding the Norwood Football Club.
This is big.
Why
don't we play it now? We got it? We'll get it in a minute.
We'll do, he dropped it on the breakfast show this morning and Ditt said, the Norwood Football Club would like to enter as the 20th team in the AFL football competition. Obviously, Tasmania will secure the 19th licence.
Are we getting too many?
Can we cater for three AFL teams in South Australia?
You don't want
Can we?
Yeah, we can.
I want to reduce the comp because I want better quality with the football in hand.
That's the problem. You don't want the quality of footballers to go down. No, that's a lot of players on list with another two.
Our boy Ditch, he's on.
We've also got to talk about Caroline Wilson having a crack at Alistair Clarkson as well. Unbelievable.
Oh, I didn't hear
that. That'll be next.
We'll talk about
that
next.
And $1,000 to give away. We've got lots to get through. We're here till 6 o'clock. We'll take your text messages and your phone calls.
Jimmy Brayshaw's in town too.
James?
Yeah. Oh, he's coming on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I be here?
Well, you were
Come
late.
Come on, let's go.
Will I be here? Couldn't believe what I was watching and hearing last night when I tuned in to Footy Classified.
Yeah.
Bernie, I think you know about this.
Yes.
Jars, you haven't heard this.
I didn't watch it.
You're just about to hear it.
Yes, sir.
I was completely gobsmacked. So we all know who Caroline Wilson is. She's a journalist and she's on Footy Classified.
Negative? Well, she's negative. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, when she gets someone in her gun, she's got them right in the gun. Anyway, just take a listen to what she said and then make up your own mind.
This is Caro's arrow, by the way, she has a crack at someone. Righto.
We've talked about what a great effort it has been by Alistair Clarkson, but he almost came a cropper on Saturday night with this behaviour. Just have a look. So this is when I think they kicked a goal to go 21 points up, Kane.
High-fiving
with everyone.
That's just supporting your players, Caro.
Oh, then there's the arms wide at an umpire decision. There's the mock exasperation. Look, now the siren's gone and they've won the game. Fantastic. Had they lost that game by a point or had it been a draw, he would have looked a bit foolish.
I prefer the coaches in the coaches' box, but I know it's each to their own.
That was hubris of the worst order.
Jeez.
Jazz?
Oh, I totally disagree. It's great to see a coach down there that's so excited about his players. That's one of the gutsy wins over there, right, the North Melbourne.
It's
They're rebuilding. They were the laughing stock of the competition for many years until he's got there. All right, he's put his DNA on that playing group. They respect him and they love him. And he's bringing that love back to his players. Nothing wrong with that. I don't know why she's going on. She has so much hate for Alistair Clarkson. So much hate. You can hear it in her voice.
She even goes on, if you watch that whole segment, she goes on and says, about she didn't like the way that he treated one of the Channel 9 reporters. So she, as you said, in the gun, she's got him and she's coming for him.
Yeah.
But they won, so why... Why worry about it anyway? I love the passion. I love everything he did. I loved he's getting involved. Oh, it's up to you whether you want to be on the bench or up in the coach's box.
Correct.
Players say they quite like it because it's one-on-one feedback straight away from the coach, not a line coach or someone that's seen it from some. You know, that's it's on the boundary. But
More and more AFL coaches are coaching from the bench. Yeah. They're not sitting in the box anymore.
Remember
Chris Fagan? Yes, coaches.
Exactly. He does it.
But now he's gone back up the box. Maybe he should go back down the boundary because it worked last year.
Yeah, so North Melbourne win two games for the whole year last year. Yeah. They win the first two games this year, two from two.
Yeah.
Why not get excited? You could see how happy some of these players played. Well, what, 20, what was there, 22 games last year, 23 rounds, but 20 losses last year.
Mm.
I'd love to see my coach like that, Greg.
As a player, I'll look over and see my coach excited. Mate, how good's this?
If they had have lost, who cares?
Wouldn't matter.
Exactly.
Why would he have looked stupid?
Nah.
He's just getting in amongst it. You see, I mean, English Premier League, you see the soccer managers. That, I mean, sometimes they go over the top. That's what a bit of theatre is. What does Caro want? Them sitting in the box upstairs like robots, showing no emotion.
I just
couldn't believe what I was watching.
It as a player, if you're sitting on the bench and your coach is bought in, it shows that he's all in as well because it means a lot to him. It's the coaches that come in and, you know, and Alistair Clarkson would probably be forgiven if he sat in the box and showed no emotion and go, oh, well, you know, he's on a big pay packet. I'll bet you that's what she'd say if he didn't show emotion.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just coming in to collect his paycheck. He's not buying in. So I love the fact that he's showing emotion and showing that he's really bought into this footy club. And he's enjoying a win just as much as they are, which is great.
I just don't understand where Caroline's coming from, you know. Because, you know, look, I think she does a terrific job when she, you know, gets involved and, you know, covers the story. And, but that I think that she's out of line there because you want your coaches to express their emotions because it's a brutal competition, as we know, Greg. And to whack him last night on national TV, I don't...
When they're going okay. Like so at the moment, it's a good story, isn't it?
Yeah.
North Melbourne, from two.
Yeah.
So I just thought we needed to replay that and I thought she was way off the mark.
Do you think Clarko will make that phone call to her this morning? Would he have got on the phones or he's...
I think he's just not going there, leave it alone, just leave it and go, I'll keep doing what I'm doing.
Just ask the question to her. Why would you say that about me, you know?
Yeah, nothing. She's entitled to her opinion, but he's in control of that footy club. He knows what he's doing. He's been around Jars. There'll be no contact there.
Keep doing it, Clarko. Yeah. Keep doing it.
Next guest is perhaps the head of the Triple M family.
I'm in the studios of Triple M here in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Where, you know what, Bill?
What?
I am royalty. Adelaide Oval, magnificent stadium that I pretty much built myself, me and Don Bradman.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Sir James Brayshaw.
Where's Jars?
He's normally here. Well, he's normally one of the first here, isn't he?
He is, but I had a feeling this may have happened when we saw Jim on the run sheet.
Nice.
Well, Jim, we need to enlighten you. He's not happy with you.
Where is he?
I'll tell you why. I'll play what you said and then his reaction and probably why he's not here.
We've got the gather round coming in Adelaide, which means that every AFL game from that round is going to be played in that magnificent city. And I'm hearing we're planning a joint show. Ooh. So the Adelaide Rush Hour joining with the mothership, main Rush Hour, the Melbourne number one, of course, coming together. Okay. Now, you can't have a five-header. That's too many.
Yes.
So we've put our heads in here.
Yep. So what do you got, Jim? So who are you thinking, Jim, bro? You're the skipper.
Bluey, I'm just going to say this quietly.
Yeah, you're the skipper.
Jar's been given the answer.
No one knows
him over here.
And then his reaction, he took it pretty well.
What about that?
Shit.
Yeah.
Jars.
I hung up.
You need to respond.
He said that.
Yeah.
Is he still your favourite caller?
No. He's going to finish up.
Anyway, I ended the conversation well done, right Greg. There and there. Yeah. I was so disappointed.
They ought to be ashamed of themselves. Yeah. Because you know I'm a threat to Jimmy. That's why he's worried. Oh, he's very nervous about me hosting a show. And
so you could host Channel 7, footy, do the cricket. Yeah.
The brace of cricket.
Channel 7. Absolutely.
So now he's just completely filled up.
He's saying he's not going to be a part of the gather round at all.
He's not in.
He's not going to front.
Not turning up, Jim.
What's going on with our man?
He's filthed up.
He can't be in the same studio as you, so he's decided to. Where did he say he was? Crash repair or something. Have you seen his car? He needs to go there.
I thought he was a bit tougher than that. A
bit better.
Yeah, I mean, there's good fun and banter in that, Blue Boy.
No, but we've over a period of time, we've realised over. A long period of his life, he spits the dummy at little things.
Just cracks it.
Poor behaviour.
Come on, Jazz.
Where is he? What the hell are you doing in Adelaide anyway?
Well, you didn't even tell Greg you were coming.
Yeah, well, hang on.
You were too good at golf to do what we did today.
I don't care about golf, but when your best mate comes to town, he's from interstate. Normally, you let them know.
I normally would, but I'm not.
Why don't you crack it and leave as well?
Yeah, I'm done.
Hey, but now we're talking of golf. I want a comprehensive review, Jim.
I don't want to
of the golf today. Well, who played? Who I beat?
I don't
every shot.
I'm
not run me through them. Run me through it, Jim.
I've never been more shattered. I set it up beautifully. It couldn't have been better set up. And Orms was across it all and how we were doing it. And obviously you know him really well. One of the stars of the game. And
Wade Ormsby,
he was just absolutely superb.
Well, he wasn't good enough.
And old Dingbat over here decided to drain a 30-footer and bugger the whole thing up.
So you did something for Live Golf, did you?
Because it's on, as you know, coming up at the beautiful Grange, but also on the screens of 7 the whole time, free to air. It's going to be superb. How good did it look, by the way?
Oh, unbelievable. I was telling Greg off air, unbelievable. It is. The nuts. Stands are going up. There's normally a party hole.
Normally it's a bit ropey down there, Grange. It's not one of the.
You don't play anywhere else apart from Kyonga, which locks you out. You can't get in.
They're calling it the watering hole.
Watering hole.
And it looks different. Amazing. Really? Around the par 3.
The 12th, I think?
So good. It will be so good, Blue Boy.
Now, it will be good.
Back to the golf. Do we get to
shots?
We're done with that.
Talk anymore.
We're done with that.
Don't worry about the course, Jim.
Where's John? I cannot believe it.
What I want to know is that when I go interstate to do a show or do any work, I've got to take all my kit with me. Yeah. I've got 3 or 4 bags and I've got to plug everything in myself.
There's 2
You
crate
rock
things.
Up downstairs and there's an entourage with you.
You've got
your own producer, you've got your own.
And that's down a couple too.
He had 4.
There's normally a few more than that.
Greg, I offered him a lift after golf. You want to lift in? I'm with a few others.
All right.
How many? Yeah. There's 6 of them. Yeah. You got 6 of them with him.
Got the big black ball drive out the front.
One just cuts up his sandwiches when he needs it.
Normally have a few more than that. No, that's the digital team putting this product together that I'm sure you're going to run with here at Bernie will make sure
I need some video. I need audio. Seriously. I need the lot, actually.
Blue Boy. What I will tell you, he gets the second shot. He got 2 balls on the first hole. We took that off.
Didn't need my first drive, though.
So he hits his first drive nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in good shape. Mm-hmm. Worms clipped a tree and was to the left. So anyway, he came to hit his second ball. And he pulled out, what was it, 3-wood?
Yeah.
He pulled out a 3-wood.
That's not
that never got into the air. It basically, just like a ski slope, just ran all the way down.
Advantage Ormsby.
Well, but what Ormsby said, because he's a quality individual, he said, you can drop another one. You got 2 balls. Oh. So Byrne jumped on that like a bloody seagull onto a chip down at the wharf.
I didn't ask twice.
He had his second ball out within a second and proceeded to hit the exact same shot. That one also didn't get in the air.
The old second golf ball down the trouser leg.
Just had one available, Greg.
He might as well have hit them both with a putter and just rolled along the ground.
Right.
And then from then, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Right, okay. No, then we'll go into the next shot.
Where's Jarman?
Well, seriously. I didn't want to hit it too close to the pin, Greg, because I want to make the, that made the video and the audio very good. So
I thought he was made of better stuff than
He is. I think he is. I'm not sure what's going on.
You're describing Bernie's golf. You know, he rang me on the way in here and he taught me through shot for shot what happened before we got in here.
You're going to have to exchange Andrew for Darren.
Oh, no.
Might just, no. He's not even prepared to front up.
I tell you, he doesn't like people going down that path, Jim. You've gone down some bad paths.
I didn't even
have
to swing. Anyway, I've got to get going.
You get going.
Good to see you, boys.
We'll see you gather around.
Gather around.
On the
yes.
Field.
Cannot wait.
Yep. Look
it's
forward to it.
Awesome.
And we'll then make sure Billy's in a good mood as well.
No.
All right.
Oh, no, I've had enough of him too. All right.
See just us three.
AutoCam, real-time video reporting direct from your AutoMasters technician. 60 seconds on the clock, $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute.
G'day, Adam from Woodcroft. Welcome.
Thanks, mate. How you going?
Yeah, going well, buddy, for a Tuesday. Who's your AFL team?
The Power, mate.
You be going on Saturday night?
I'm not. I wish I was, but no, I'm not.
Jeez, they need to bounce back. Both teams.
Yeah, they, bloody oath they do.
None of us know who to tip.
Nah, it's a tough one.
It's a very, yeah, but...
You thinking Port Adelaide at this stage?
Oh, I don't know. I've got no idea, and yeah, at the best of times. What do you do for work, mate?
I'm an electrician, mate.
That's a boy. We need a spark in the studio,
like that,
don't we?
Yeah, we do.
To do what?
A bit, Greg. Yeah. We'll get old white teeth up and about.
Fire him up a bit. Of spark what, in that brain of yours.
Electrocute him.
60 seconds, 10 questions, say
clear.
We'll take your first answer, Adam, all right?
Yep. No,
enjoy, mate. Listen carefully.
Still there, Adam?
Is everybody ready?
Not really.
Let's play.
What city hosts the Australian Grand Prix?
Melbourne.
What is the Nord Football Club's nickname?
The Red Lakes.
What Adelaide sports team had their match interrupted by a power outage on the weekend?
Was the Thunderbirds.
Who is Daniel Ricciardo currently racing for?
McLaren again, I think.
How many players have played an AFL game for both the Crows and Port?
Six.
What venue is hosting the opening ceremony for the 2032 Olympics?
Brisbane.
Daisy Pearce is an assistant coach at what AFL club?
Geelong.
What sport was Steve Hooker associated with?
Ooh, athletics, I think.
Who won the first awarded showdown medal in the 2000 showdown?
Crows. Ooh. Franco?
What Richmond player faces the tribunal tonight?
Nathan Broad.
Oh, how many seconds left?
Slick.
Timmy's? Timmy, how many seconds left? Oh, no, you can't tell me.
That was about five.
Yeah.
Oh. Can I just double check something? Number six, is that?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, right. Tick that off. I've got the thing here.
Tough quiz he did well.
That is a tough quiz, and he's done very well here.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Correct.
Well done, Adam. Well done.
Thanks, bud.
Really proud of you, mate.
Good
what's
effort,
he picked
mate.
Up? What's he picked up, Tim Payne?
Old Bank Races double pass. There
nice.
You go, mate. Enjoy
right.
that.
Take some mates.
How good's that?
Nah, brilliant.
All the best. Thanks
there.
For playing, Adam. Take care, mate. Keep up the good work. All right.
Well done, Adam.
Let's go to the scoreboard. Number four, please, Boone.
Number four, Daniel Ricciardo is currently racing for Red Bull.
Mm. Red Bull. Number eight, please, Boone.
Pole vaulting Steve Hooker, the big ranger with the curly
big red
hair.
Yeah, looks like a Sam
red,
Jacobs.
Red Baron.
Pole vaulting's athletics?
I thought that was...
What sport?
Yeah, athletics.
Yes, if he actually, went to, I ticked that.
All right, well, anyway. Let's give it to him. That's 8 out of 10.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
If our producer got these questions a little bit more in order. Right. Number nine, please, Gregory.
The first awarded showdown medal, which is in 2000.
Yeah, because they didn't have a medal at the start.
No, 97.
So I actually did this quiz, and I said Franco as well.
Yep. Yeah. Player, and it was our own, someone who you're getting on with very well at
the
moment.
Yeah, you're getting on well.
Mark Rusciuto, director of the Adelaide Crows.
Mark Rusciuto.
That's him.
Congratulations.
He probably picked it. This is the Rush Hour.
What's up, Greg?
Now, busy day today. So I had to go down and do a parent-teacher interview for Sam, my eldest, who's 8. And then I had to go and see Rory's teacher straight after.
A lot of meetings at your school between you and the teachers.
Assistant principal was in that one as well.
Both.
But... That's not the story. So anyway, that started off my day. Got home. Catherine had a meeting. Then she was off into town. And I said, how long are you going to be? She said, I've got a few things to do. I'll be a couple of hours. Now, I thought it was a good opportunity to go and do something that I haven't done for a long time or ever. In fact, can you remember when we had your barbecue jars? Catherine was giving me a hard time about something. Well, she gives me a hard time about a lot of things, but
windows.
Emma, she was, yeah,
shoes?
Windows. The
getting
hedges.
Changed.
How I had
yes.
bought a
yes.
A hedge trimmer.
Yes, she, yes.
So I thought, right, she's away for a couple of hours. I'm going to go buy a hedge trimmer and I'm going to do the hedges.
Oh, great.
So it's exactly what I did. So off I go.
Very masculine of you.
Off I go. And I got back, charged the battery up very quickly. And then I did, well, I ended up doing half the hedges because my back got a bit sore jars and it's a golf day tomorrow. So I didn't want to.
Oh, yeah.
So I, you know,
that's priority.
Didn't want to overdo it. But. Yep. I tell you what, it was a work of art.
Rewarding.
Yes. It was brilliant. Mm. I'll send you a photo tonight.
Because you saw
tonight.
My hedges right. and you admired.
Well, it was good.
I saw
it's
your
a
hedges
tight
too.
Trim.
Yeah.
Pardon? I saw your hedges
you,
on one
you
day.
You decided to water them. Yeah.
With, dropped your little with jump your, gym out and gave it a water.
Mm.
So you were happy with
So I was happy with, yeah, and I would have liked to have done the remaining part of the hedge, but I just sort of, you know, got a bit fatigued and was starting
I'm
to run out of time.
I do the hedges. It's therapeutic, Greg.
Proud
it's
of you.
Good for your brain.
You've got to have a good hand eye. You've got to have a good eye for the hedges.
Yeah. Because you get, you do. You get off a little bit of, because you want to keep it square or rectangular,
nice.
Don't you?
Yep.
So you,
okay.
Anyway, I thought, I couldn't wait for Catherine to get home so she could see what I'd done.
She would have been proud of you, Greg.
Yeah.
And
no
I was
doubt.
Running out of time. I had to go to work. And anyway, she got home about 10 minutes before I had to leave.
Yep.
No, came in, no mention, dropped her stuff off.
Didn't see that.
And then after a while, I had to say, so did you have you seen the hedges?
Oh, no.
And she said, yes, actually. It's a good job. Well done.
Oh,
is that it?
That was it. And then it was followed up with, and because she was standing near the sink, and you could have done the dishes as well.
Oh, no.
So she was, no acknowledgement at, you know, that I'd done a good thing and a good job. But she straight away, a bit like you, Jars, you go to the negative all the time.
Mm.
And Catherine's the same. So like, she was too worried about the dishes.
Jeez,
and not.
But Greg, so in fairness to Catherine, who is the heart and soul of your family, had she been asking you for how long? A couple of years now to do the hedges? How long do you think now?
Oh, maybe.
How long, Greg?
I'd go 18 months.
Nah. Normally I'm on Catherine's side, but I reckon.
Yeah. No, that's right. Thanks, Bern.
Normally I'm on Catherine's side, but today I'm going to have to say,
anyway,
I'm still on Catherine's side.
Could have finished them.
Thanks.
Has your wife called you after your little tirade on her before the 5 o'clock news, Greg?
It's not a tirade on her.
Yes, it was.
I feel sorry for
her. I need her to acknowledge some of her behaviour every now and then.
All right,
and I think I'm being harshly treated.
By your wife, Catherine.
Yes.
You've done the hedges for the first time in 18 months. Greg, yes or no?
Yes.
No, first time ever.
Now, let's straighten up
Hang
a bit.
On. What about the answers to the question yesterday? Am I going to go through that?
Quickly, what is it?
So, the two family members, two sets, Hannah and Harry Petty.
Oh,
Harry Petty from Melbourne.
Yeah.
And Hannah Petty plays for the Thunderbirds.
Right, that's, yep.
And Josh Dunkley and his partner,
Tipper.
Tipper.
She plays
She plays for the Thunderbirds as well. But he
is
played for
Dunkley
Brisbane
as well. Is it Tipper?
Right.
So these are the two sets of family members involved in the blackout.
It's not, but they're counted as family members.
That was your question. They were involved in the two blackouts.
Players that were involved in both blackouts, sporting blackouts last weekend.
Beautiful. Mm. Hey, this morning on The Breakfast Show, led by our very own Chris Dittmar, now they have a bit of a rumour mill on their show, which is very, very good quality. But this is what pricked my ears up this morning when Chris Dittmar said this about the Norwood Football Club.
There is an SANFL club putting together a bid, I believe, a group of business people attempting to get into the AFL. I'm led to believe there's a group of Norwood business people.
Norwood.
Mm.
Well, I nearly fell over because Norwood did, back in the day when it first was floated in the early, 1990, 1991 or whatever, that before the Adelaide Crows were given the licence, that Norwood would have one side of Adelaide and Port Adelaide would have the other side of Adelaide to have two teams in the AFL competition.
Yep.
But anyway, Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows were formed, then Port Adelaide, as we know. That is huge, Mail. That is huge if there is some merit in what Dick said this morning.
Why can't
but
they?
You can put a bid in, but it's never going to happen, Charles.
Well, because they'll need a 20th team, because the Tasmanian bid will happen.
You don't want to buy every week. You don't want uneven
no,
teams.
No. I've been through that, and it's stop-start football.
Why can't we? I'm for it.
I don't think we've got the... There's not enough talent around the country to field.
They're going to get two other teams anyway, Jase. I understand. So why not have
but,
it here?
But can we can't even get a second soccer team in the national competition.
Yeah, but AFL's the biggest sport.
So you reckon we can accommodate with the population. WA might be able to because they got more people than we have.
No, why not here? Stop saying no to things.
GWS can't
even be realistic and understand
Adelaide
that we can't.
Need to stop being negative and stop saying no to things. Let's start saying yes.
Hang on.
Norwood Football Club, 1878. They're one of the oldest clubs in the country.
Club.
31 premierships.
Yes, they
They're
have.
They're the second best behind Port Adelaide in the SANFL. So why not? Why not? I say why not. Not. I don't want to say all the reasons why we can't. Why not?
Port Adelaide last year, average crowd, home. 34,000. Crows, average home crowds, 38,000.
Yep.
So if there's another team that's going to rip a few more from each of those clubs.
More so from the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah.
Because a lot of Norwood supporters barrack for the Adelaide Crows.
They do.
Then that's going to smash the SANFL competition again.
SANFL will be basically non-existent.
Well, that's not fair because that's one of the oldest competitions going around in Australia.
But what's the main goal? What's the main aim? You want to be your team. If your team's got an opportunity to go in there,
the main aim
take it.
Is to have these two respective football clubs thriving on and off the field.
Yep.
And at the moment, they're like bloody tugboats, aren't they?
Well, yes and no.
And then you want to bring in another AFL team here in South Australia.
So I'm saying why not? They're going to bring one in anyway, Jars, to make it even. Are they? Yes or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
So why not have it here? Why not get one of the most successful clubs in the country, not even just the SANFL, the country, in there.
We had an anonymous caller call us earlier in the show and said that Wolf Blass donated $500,000 to the Norwood Football Club at their AGM in Feb, according to this anonymous caller. Could this possibly be linked to the AFL push? Could it?
Jeez, might be.
And Wolf Blass has been a wonderful, great South Australian, loves his red legs and has put a lot of his hard-earned into that football club.
Put it this way, why can't they play at Norwood Oval until they start getting bigger crowds?
Norwood Oval only holds 12,000, 15,000.
Well, it's a lot. Yeah, well, what a GWS to get to their crowds.
GWS don't get anyone, do they?
They get no one. So why not? And Jars, by playing at Norwood Oval, the cost of playing there, a lot less. They own it as well, don't they? I don't know that, actually. I shouldn't say that.
Well, so, Bernie, you're in favour, yes?
Yes.
Greg?
Never heard a more ridiculous thing in my life.
133353, give us a call, family. Can we accommodate another third AFL team in South Australia? Chris Dittmar said this morning on Brekkie, there's a group of businessmen that want the Norwood Football Club to enter the AFL as the 20th team if Tasmania secures that 19th AFL licence. 133353. Can it work? Are we dreaming? Let's go to the phones.
Yep. Let's go to Danny from Fulham Gardens. What do you think? Norwood in the AFL?
G'day, boys. Norwood in the AFL. You're dreaming, Bernie. Absolutely dreaming. I'm sorry.
Why not?
How is South Australia going to support a third SA team? I mean, it's the amount of money that's required. Yes, they've got backers, but you've got to put your hand in your pocket and find sponsors. You know, it's not just for 1-2 years. You're talking, if you're going to get a team, that's got to be long-term security. And There's just not enough people in South Australia to support three teams. Where do you want the 20th team then? Well, go to Victoria, go to Sydney, go to the markets are. We're not big enough. Look, what, 13, 15,000 at Norwood? And if Norwood get a game there, get to play there, why, you know, Port Adelaide are going to say, why can't we have a game every now and then at Alberton as well? Mm. And then Adelaide Oval's going to start crying because of the stadium management want teams to play there. So it's... We're not big enough. We're not big enough, Bernie. That's my opinion anyway. We're not big enough for a third team. It's a recipe for disaster if they go in. That's my opinion.
Love your passion, Dan.
Yeah.
Well done, mate.
Very good, Danny. Let's go to Alex at Richmond. Your thoughts, please, Alex, on the Redlegs coming in.
I reckon fantastic idea.
Yeah?
Why would you the game here every weekend or every other weekend? Imagine Port Adelaide and Norwood playing at playing this.
Oh, yeah. That could be the new showdown.
Port Norwood
would be.
And you can play it at Alberton or Norwood. Swap them.
Yep.
Okay.
I like that, Alex. I was surprised there.
Let's keep going on the phones, please.
Yeah, let's go to John from Clarence Park. I ended up in Clarence Gardens one night in a front yard. Might have been yours. What do you think? Where's the team? You got no front yard? Hey, where's the 20th team coming from? Is it Norwood?
It ain't coming. I don't think it should come. Not a team from South Australia, nowhere else. My view is we've got 19 teams now. We've already got the Gold Coast, who've been in, for 12 years, mm-hmm. and they've produced absolutely nothing by way of success. They've had funding, they've had picks, and not one finals appearance.
Yeah.
So, no, I think at Crows and Port, that is the ultimate showdown in South Australia. Yeah. You don't need a third team in SA. You don't need a 20th team in the AFL. You have if you're going to have one more team, you have it from Tasmania or the Northern Territory.
Simple as that.
To make it a truly national competition, especially from Tasmania.
Well said, John.
Well said, Johnny. Totally agree. Northern Territory is a passionate footy state.
Traditional. We've got our two teams here.
But we're talking about two more teams, aren't we? Because when Tassie come in, that's 19.
They want to even it up.
Okay. Keep going on the phones, please.
All right, Johnny from, where's that, West Croydon? G'day, Johnny.
Yeah, West Croydon. How you going, boys?
Good, mate. Go for it.
Listen, the third team would be the best thing that can happen for us. Hey, you know something? Forget the third team. Bring a fourth team.
Bye.
I would love to see a Sturt North combination. I'd love to see a Woodville West Torrens combination. The more teams we have here, that means we don't have to travel as much.
Yes, we'll get.
And that means that we could put bums on seats and enjoy something apart from all this crap that's gone on.
Yeah,
no, Johnny, we can't. We don't have the population, Johnny, in South Australia.
I've got news for you. You know how many football lovers are out there? Do your sums.
Well, I do, buddy.
You know what's killing the game? I'll tell you what's killing the game.
What is it, mate?
Too many handballs.
Yeah, no.
I saw the game between the Port and the Crows. It was crap.
Yep.
Too many handballs.
Yeah.
Too many handballs.
Yep. Good passion,
Far
Johnny.
Too many handballs. You've been the backsiders that come running like down the gates in the middle.
That's it.
Six players, even eight players.
Yeah.
Because we're going from the front to defence. It's ridiculous. And then what we're going to do?
Under
pressure, we've got to kick the golf, the football forward to try and, escalate some sort of advantage.
Yeah.
Where?
Nah.
Good stuff, Johnny.
Right. Hey, he wants four in.
Yeah.
Wants four South Australian teams. Nah. Now we're talking, Johnny.
Interesting.
So I love that.
Watch this space.
Loved it.
All right, watch this space.
Love your calls. Thanks, everybody.
Crows and Port, they play Saturday night, so I'm not sure where he got the handballs from. I'm looking on the board. Does that say Tom Boy?
Yeah.
Or Tom Bit.
Don't touch me, mate.
So this is your bit, Tommy, our producer. He's come in. Now you've touched Jars. He's not happy with it.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. Good to be here.
Now what can we do for you? Oh, you went to touch him and go, don't touch him.
It's a bit frosty.
Don't worry, I haven't said anything yet.
Tommy?
You've demanded a spot.
I have.
This would want to be good.
No, it will be. Don't worry. Some audio has just stumbled across my desk this afternoon that I think one member of this team needs to hear, and he doesn't know about it yet, but I think he needs to hear it.
Okay.
Have a listen.
Andrew Jarman had this to say on the Rush Hour.
Geordie, does the club employ a specialist goal-kicking coach? Because football director Mark Ricciuto doesn't believe in specialist coaching down there. Has the Crows got one?
If that's what Roo's saying, then I would say it wouldn't happen. No, we don't have a specialist.
You don't have one? Okay.
No.
Just talk shit. We know that.
You're not into specialist coaches.
Oh, that is a load of garbage. Go and ask Matthew Nix of what I've been saying to him.
Jazz needs to learn to do research.
Where's it coming
somewhere.
From? What's he saying that for?
What, because he says it must have come from somewhere?
No. I'm just
saying. When does anything he says have any base to it?
Oh, that's harsh. That's disappointing.
Mm.
But I recall many years ago having a conversation with Roo about maybe getting some specialist skills coaches down there to assist the players.
Yes.
His words to me were, I don't believe in specialist skills coaches.
So he's obviously changed, has he?
That was before COVID.
Has he changed since then,
Well, obviously he has, but he took offence to my honest opinion that it would be nice to get a a skills coach that could assist these players, goal kicking coach, yes, because we know that's been an issue for the Adelaide Crows.
Not only
the first two rounds, my loves, but last year.
Yes.
That's all.
Yep.
You know, you could get Darren Jarman down there for a half hour or 40 minutes just to do a bit of work with the forwards,
yep,
or Tony Modra.
Yep.
But you know, Rue did say that the soft cap has hurt.
Yep.
Most clubs now, because they want to make sure they look after their sample coaches and assistant coaches.
So they've got to get a goal-kicking coach within.
Do you understand that, though, with the soft cap?
I do. But you can find a way. You can find a way to get some of these greats of our football club to come down and pass on a couple of little tips here and there to these young men. That's
so
all.
Rue's,
doesn't hurt.
Rue's point, he did make another point.
Oh, did he now?
He did say good goal-kickers aren't necessarily good goal-kicking coaches.
Well, I totally disagree with that. What a stupid thing to say. Honestly. what a silly thing to say. That's an uneducated opinion. Why would you say that, Rue?
Why are you looking at me?
It's not impossible to be a good kick for goal and then be able to teach it properly either, is it?
Yeah. No, actually, that's a good point, boy. Mm. Didn't think
about
that.
But anyway, that's just my opinion, all right? And Rue's got his opinion. So well done, Tommy. You happy with that?
I'm concerned that you're eating each other alive at the Crows.
Not at all.
Before the showdown.
No, not at all.
Speaking of eating each other, how's pork going
how's
after the weekend?
Going?
And you flew all the way to Melbourne, or you
wasted
71 points.
And didn't even get a Tinder date either.
She didn't turn up.
Silly boy.
Yeah, I heard she didn't turn up. You're waiting at the table.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Crickets.
You had your Port Adelaide jammies on in the nightclub. Thanks, Tom. That went well.
Yeah, it was good.
Anyway, Tommy, back outside, please.
Happy to be here.
Up next,
Well, what's up next?
I have no idea.
Now, I look up on the board.
Yes,
I've got jars.
Yep.
Jars bit, bedroom etiquette.
Yeah,
we've been down this path before.
This is interesting.
I'm all ears at the moment. But you have gone down this path before with Maz waking up in the morning early to go on our bike rides.
Correct. Mm.
Turning the lights on, bang, bang, crash, bang. It's nothing like that, is it?
Well,
it is.
It is. Let's go back in the bedroom.
Yeah,
all right. This is where we're going to go.
Now, we are there now.
I've got
family
a nice
show.
I've got a what's your
family show?
I know that, Griff.
All right.
I know that. How'd you go with your chat with Brayshaw in the first hour? How'd that go? I missed that. I apologise.
Nah, he's
had things on.
You need to talk off air.
Yeah, you guys
need to sort this out.
Yeah, you guys are.
It's not good.
That's what
he
happens.
He started this fight.
No, he
didn't. Started this war with me.
That's what happens
and
when
I'll,
you get two big
and
egos
I'll
together.
With, I'll finish.
Anyway.
Finish with what?
I'm John and I'm Wayne, the Duke. Now but, back to the bedroom. Family.
Yeah, we got lost there.
Bedroom etiquette. I need to know. I need some advice from my two colleagues here.
Right.
Now, Marion's got her pillow. I've got my pillow.
Mm-hmm. Are they different?
Yes, they are. They are
different
pillows.
Different shape, different
contours. My pillow's like a concrete slab. Hers is all fluffy and nice, so she can sink into. What do you love for, Tim Paul?
That's funny.
Do you want to work on this show once again?
Always.
Okay, good boy. Now, Maz was off doing her running this morning with her buddies.
Right. Yeah.
Now, because I like to move around in the bed, left and right, I twist my body around, stretch on my tummy, on my back.
It's not good visuals.
Now, I sleep on the right-hand side of my bed.
Yeah.
So your head always should face north because it's good karma. So your head...
Is that
when
feng
you
shui?
Sleep, when you
which
sleep,
way
no,
you?
No, you should. Your head should face north when
that's,
you sleep.
That's feng,
oh, always.
Feng shui.
Always. Doesn't that, matter which way you,
no,
your house
it's
is
good
pointing.
Karma. It's really good karma. Your
karma.
Your head faces west, doesn't it, Greg? Because I remember when we went to your house for your barbie, I lied in the bed.
Yours is south,
yeah,
Greg.
Yeah, I start on west and I finished on east.
And Bern, your bed, where does your head start in the pillow? Does it head?
My head.
You're finishing
faces,
north? North.
My head faces east.
So you're east.
Yeah.
Not good karma. Timmy Pine, what about yours?
Definitely north.
See, Timmy Pine knows where
and
I'm going.
And I know about that.
Well, you want me to knock my house down and rebuild?
No, just put your bed
change
in a different position.
Back to the bedroom
put
etiquette.
It against the window.
Back to the bedroom etiquette.
Yes.
So Marion always tells me, don't touch my pillow. Leave my pillow alone.
Right.
Now, this morning, she was coming back from her run, and I had one, my left earlobe was on her pillow.
She's brushed
just
it.
A little earlobe.
Brushed it.
And I had my left hand under the pillow to hold her pillow with my little earlobe on her pillow. That was it.
You were cuddling her pillow.
That was it.
That was it.
Was it getting her scent or the hair coming out?
Getting her scent.
Yes.
Because I was getting a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You're a bit of a
little bit of Barry White.
No.
Bit of pillow hugging going on here.
Did you mistake Maz for the pillow? Were you like one of those dogs that have those toys in the backyard? I'm not good in the mornings, right. As you know. I don't like to be woken up.
No.
But anyway, she's come in and given me a what for?
Ooh, she's cut
a
up
a little earlobe. I said, love, I've just got my left, that's it. She goes, get off my pillow, you wreck my pillow, you leave dirty smells on my pillow.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Jeepers.
So what's the etiquette?
No, so similar to my wife. She's exactly the same. What? Even with our boys. Get off my side. Get on your father's side if you want to stay on our bed. It's exactly the same with the pillows and oh.
You can't be protective of your zone.
No.
Can you burn?
No.
I thought that's what marriage was all about. You share.
Well,
you twine.
You swap saliva. You swap all sorts of things.
Sheepers, Greg.
No, I'm with Mazzy, I reckon.
Because
if your earlobe's touching her pillow, so's all your ear hair.
Oh,
and we don't want that falling out.
Oh, and the flaky wax dribbling out.
Elmac Cleaning Services. Get clean behind the scene. Specialist in all industrial and commercial cleaning requirements. Call 1-800-4-ELMAC. Here
comes Bernie Fett.
This is unbelievable.
It's incredible.
It's time now for Bernie Vince's Final Facts.
March 28 today, boys. We're ripping through this year already. 3 months nearly gone. Where have they gone, Greg?
I don't know where they've gone.
Month of autumn nearly gone.
Yes.
Mm.
It is.
Mm.
And it's. I don't
and
know
then
what's
where
happening.
Do we go into next?
Well, it gets colder, Jars, doesn't it?
Well done. Daylight saving finishes on Sunday.
It does.
It does. Yep.
Need to do a show Sunday to warn everyone. Maybe we'll do that in our Sunday best ofs, Charles. Maybe. I don't know. We'll do that. Hey, some birthdays to start with. 1970, Vince Vaughn. You know Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
You know Vince
Wedding Gate Crashes.
Took you a while. Quite
Wedding
tall,
Gate Crashes.
Isn't it?
Quite tall. Maybe. Wedding Crashes.
Wedding Crashes.
Yeah. What did you say? Gate Crashes?
This is why I love doing this show. It's just, I don't know what's going to come out next. Out of anyone, that is, but mainly you, Joe.
What about last night, Maria Carey?
Mariah.
That was you.
You said that was you, white teeth.
That's right. Yeah. That's part. And that's what he's saying.
Me.
We don't know what's going on, but I would like to say a big happy birthday to the man sitting next to me, 1986, Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
There
you go.
Happy birthday, Greg.
You call Tommy, him. Look at Tommy, our producer, just giggling away.
You call him Lady Gaga.
I look like Lady Gaga.
You do. You've got similarities.
Jeez, I wouldn't mind the same bank balance.
What similarities, Charles?
Oh, they wear the same stockings.
Well, same voices. Same what?
Nothing. She's a star too. Yeah. I love Lady Gaga.
Hey, this is a guess the sound. This happened for the first time in 1910. Oh. This is a, well, it's got a motor in it.
It's a plane. Not a seaplane,
Greg. Well
done.
That's
a fluky guess.
The first, what gave
you
that away?
Sort of, you can hear the water. It sort of, yeah.
First ever seaplane took off. His name was Henry Farber.
Yeah.
Henners.
Farbs, I like to call him.
Righto.
You know how far it went?
How far?
Before it landed?
Where?
457 metres.
That's
I'm not sure if it was that successful, but it got off the ground.
And then?
And
shit itself.
And then went straight to the bottom.
Well, no. It stayed on top of the water.
Oh,
otherwise,
good.
It wouldn't have counted.
Right. Okay.
Hey, 1960, the first ever Hollywood Walk of Fame star was put down.
James Cagney.
Well, laid.
Oh, right.
You know, the star on the Walk of
Hollywood.
Normally Walk of Shame for you, Greg. Anyway, he was
James Cagney.
Stanley Kramer. He was an American film director.
Yes, he was.
Do you know him?
There was a doco on him not long ago.
Right. Well, I've never heard of him, but that was. It's a little fact.
Yeah,
this
well
day,
done.
1960, they've been putting them down for a while.
Do we have
there's
something like here in Adelaide, down North Terrace?
Well, I know what you're getting
no,
to.
Not at all.
He wants me to bring up McGarry.
No.
Westlakes Boulevard, McGarry Way, or whatever it's called.
It's Adelaide Oval now. Though. McGarry.
We could do it on the way down to Adelaide Oval.
That's not bad.
On the median strip.
That's not bad.
Montefiore Hill.
acknowledge all the great people of South Australia who've done wonderful things.
Well, we'd all have one, surely.
No, not at all. We could do feet
instead of hands.
That's not bad.
Yeah?
No, there's...
We should get a list of who we
there's
want.
There's stars, Greg, in America.
Yeah, but he wants feet instead of a star.
You want a footprint.
Don't they put their...
No, they do their handprint.
Oh, I thought it was a star. I've seen it with their name in it.
Greg wants feet.
Yeah, feet instead of hands.
Not bad.
What about face? Face plant.
Oh, that's real funny. Now he's trying to be funny.
Yeah. Actually, I'd step on yours, you go guys. First and I'll put your head in it.
Yeah. And then I'll put my foot on your neck.
And then we won't let him up.
All right, let's go.
Next one. This is the world's largest dinosaur footprint was discovered on this day in 2017. What country? Have a crack.
I'm going... Colombia.
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 I'm going Australia.
Yes, Jazz! Well done.
I used to do projects on dinosaurs. I was a Tyrannosaurus.
Okay, can you name two other dinosaurs, please?
There was a Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah, you've said that one.
A Rexosaurus.
No! And a Huntosaurus. Rexosaurus.
I used to play with Stefan when he was a wee boy.
Yeah, but you didn't even know another one, so you obviously paid attention there.
Nice.
Hey, the first ever case of swine flu was on this day, 2009. Ooh. Ooh. Strain of H1N1, it was called. Don't know why I even said that.
That's all right. Have you ever been called a swine?
Yeah, I have, Greg.
Yeah, Maz, this morning.
That's an old word, isn't it?
Hey, swine.
Dude, swine.
I never knew what a swine was until I got a bit older. Yeah. My Papa Roger used to say that. Yeah, bloody swine and everything. When a sheep used to run past him. And that doesn't make sense now.
No.
Now I know what it is.
Anyway.
Anyway, hey, moving on. Last one. The number one song in Adelaide in this year, 1985. That was my birth year, by the way. I actually would have been in Mum's tummy at this stage, 1985 in March.
Mm. What is it?
Just a wee little boy then.
Yeah.
The number one song in Adelaide was this.
In the USA.
Huge.
Bruce Springsteen.
The Boss.
Mm. Yeah, The Boss. Hey, I did forget one a little earlier.
I knew that one for a change. Anyway.
You did know that one. So you wanted me to ask what song. Well, it was pretty obvious, Greg.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I did forget one. Now, you need to guess what. Now, I haven't checked this audio. I did ask Belinda to get this, but it was the first time that this sport happened on this day. 1891, remember? First one to guess the sport.
Roman wrestling.
Close.
Weightlifting.
Yeah.
The first. What's his name? The guy, 12th man, when he. Joyce dropped his.
He dropped
Dean
his.
Dean Lincoln.
Dean Lincoln. Wasn't it Dean? It's either weightlifting, the first ever weightlifting championship, or it's Jars going to the toilet in the morning after playing against him.
After a big steak.
See you tomorrow, loves. Anyone going? Yeah, the fresh that plays. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour.